Hello, and welcome to the Performance Marketing Spotlight. I'm your host, Marshall Nyman, founder and CEO of Nymon Co. Each episode, I will be bringing you someone with deep experience in the performance marketing space, where they will highlight their experiences within the industry. Today, I have Jordan Carter, who's the affiliate marketing manager at Shark Ninja. Welcome to the podcast, Jordan.
Thanks for having me, Marshall. Good to see you.
Of course. Very excited to have you on today. Let's jump right into it. Would love for you to introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Jordan Carter. I am based in South Florida, sunny South Florida, Delray Beach, to be specific. Been in a performance marketing space for 8 to 9-ish years, depending on how far back you want to look. And very excited to be here and chat with you guys about the space.
So what was your very first opportunity in the space? How did you get into it?
Kind of by accident, honestly. I was a second job out of college. I was a recruiter, like I feel like most folks are out of college. And a buddy of mine said, hey, you know, this friend of mine owns this trucking and trade school company, and they're looking for someone that's good at building relationships. Are you interested? And, you know, learned a little bit about what they were doing. It's essentially lead generation for trade schools and trucking, you know, very, very niche, especially back in 2016. And, you know, I had to look up what an affiliate was and kind of just keep tabs on how an affiliate operated versus a brand. And, you know, as I started to grow and build out that program from the ground up, I started to get really, really familiar with, you know, the nuances of the space, you know, how in demand at that time trade schools and trades were. And, you know, ended up growing that from literally nothing to, you know, $60,000+ a month profit. And to this day, still that network still exists, still doing well. And it's just kind of snowballed into, you know, a love for the performance space.
And then in 2018, you made the move to GiddyUp.
Yeah, GiddyUp. Quite a unique transition, just going from lead gen focus to e-com specific. And, you know, that really opened my eyes to what folks will refer to as the white hat e-com space, you know, a very unique time when, you know, Facebook was the primary traffic driver for, you know, traditional media buyers. And, you know, for those not familiar with GiddyUp, they are, you know, a network bridging media buyers, and I like to call them like Shark Tank like products, you know, all those impulse buy, point of sale, cheap, but innovative products, right? So, you know, was there for a little while, based in Delray Beach, kind of what helped, you know, solidify the move out here. And it really, really, again, opened my eyes to the power of those partnerships and learning the ins and outs of some of those traffic sources that, you know, I was pretty unfamiliar with when I was at the lead generation company.
And then you made the switch to the brand side. You're working with Nola Sleep for a bit. Would love to hear about what you were doing there and what they do.
Yeah, Nola actually recently acquired. They are a bed in a box company. So you can imagine 2020, 2021, a great time to be at a D2C brand like that, especially when people were very healthy stimulus checks, looking for ways to invest in their homes and upgrade their existing sleepwear. You know, their Nola's, I guess, claim to fame was they're the best mattress for side sleepers. And so very lean and mean team there, originally brought in to be, you know, just the affiliate manager. But again, you know, you take on and you wear a lot of hats early on in the first 3 or 4 months of a job, and ended up just promoting me to head of biz dev, and was able to really kind of hone in and build out their program, transition them from one basic software to a much larger one, help them really build out a robust program. You know, again, at that time, it was really easy to sell mattresses, whether it was on a CPA or a CPC. Didn't really matter. It was a good time to be in the space.
And then you made the switch over to the publisher side. Round out your experience. Would love to hear about that.
Yeah, I had the opportunity, you know, after, you know, some contract work and, you know, supporting a few other small time operations to dip my toes into the publisher side at a relatively unheard of yet pretty decent size traffic wise, at least, publisher called Love to Know. You know, they have a collection of sites, you know, golf specific. LoveToKnow.com is kind of their primary. It is, consider it like a women's lifestyle site. And so this is a new venture for them. And it's funny enough, my manager at GiddyUp had left to be the CRO at this company. And I had kept in contact with him, and they were looking to build out the sales team to drive sponsored content campaigns and activations. And so, you know, I said, why not? Let me see what this side of the industry is like, you know, get a better understanding for how publishers and affiliates tend to operate. And so I was there for seven-ish months. And, you know, in my opinion, did quite well for it being brand new and, again, relatively unknown. Oftentimes people are, you know, referring to us as LTK, as in the influencer sub network. And I had to oftentimes correct them that that was definitely not who we were. But funny enough, one of the things that tended to happen was, you know, to help get a sale or to get a brand to work with us, you know, just promoting sponsored content was never really enough. I had to almost always leverage some sort of performance-based hybrid option, you know, plugging them into existing affiliate content where it was still pretty new for us as well. So never actually left operating under an affiliate mindset. It was more so just, you know, how can I be the best, you know, salesperson advocate for this brand? Again, understanding they're not the same, you know, as publishers. So.
And then in the summer of 2022, you joined SharkNinja, where you're at now. What led you to join there?
Yeah, the relatively unfamiliar and unheard of SharkNinja. So funny enough, I was, you know, as much as I thought I was doing well, I'd love to know, you know, it was a test. It was an opportunity for them to understand, could they sell through, you know, their content, their traffic, et cetera. And I ended up getting dissolved in a bit of a restructure and was fortunate enough to bounce back relatively quickly. You know, for anyone going through layoffs or anything like that, it can be a blow to the ego, and I can relate. You know, it definitely doesn't feel good. It feels like it's, you know, you and what can you do and why me? And so for me to bounce back relatively quickly and land what I'm considering my very first corporate experience, everything else to that point was relatively startup D2C focused. It was a great opportunity to step into a large company. Obviously, for those that don't know, SharkNinja, not well known for being one of the same. You know, Shark, you think of vacuums, robot vacuums, the works, Ninja, you know, air fryers, blenders, your typical things. Now more so than ever, Shark is looked at as a beauty product, FlexStyle, the dupe destination for any of those Dyson folks out there, and then, you know, Ninja rapidly expanding into grills and outdoor and, you know, everything else. They are one of the same. Originally, they were owned by a subsidiary in China and then went public back in the U.S. here in July last year. And since joining with them, you know, I was the first person to really step in, own, and inherit that program. And it was kind of handled by several people, hodgepodge together, very, very low funnel, you know, standard affiliate program back when I inherited that in August of 2022. And I've been spending the majority of my time trying to diversify our reliance on specific, you know, publishers, partners. We launched a program in Canada. So now I oversee all of North America as far as affiliate is concerned. You know, it's very much so a full funnel activation, you know, even within all the brands that we support, all the categories that we support. And so it has been a learning experience, and each and every day is drastically different, but it's fun. And obviously, as new products launch, you know, we get to see the impact that affiliate and performance can have with those new products.
And a quick message from PI Live USA coming to your podcast ears. We want to let you know that tickets are currently on sale. And if you don't already know, PI Live USA is the leading event for those working in the affiliate, influencer, and partnership marketing space. And it's taking place in Miami, April 16th to 18th this year. If you're a retailer, agency, tech platform, affiliate, publisher, or creator, PI Live USA is the place for you to connect with like-minded individuals, learn from other leaders in the industry, and ignite profitable partnerships. Head to performanceinn.live/USA to get your ticket and join us at the new home of partnership marketing. And I know I'll be seeing you there, Jordan, especially since it's in your backyard.
Yeah, just a quick drive down the road. I will definitely be there.
Amazing. And you've also been shortlisted for an award at the US Partnerships Award for your work with Bro Bible. Would love to hear a little bit about that and your strategy there.
Yeah, this was a tactic and a strategy I've wanted to test for a long time. You know, as a very much so always on opportunity within SharkNinja, we have TM Plus partnerships that we rotate between, and they typically, you know, it boils down to your coupon based and cashback based partners for the most part. And, you know, because we have so many new products launching all the time, like the focus for me is, again, taking that very full funnel approach. And so I got introduced to BroBible when we were with a different agency at the time, and, you know, hit it off with, you know, the folks on their team, and they were aligned on testing out the strategy where they were open to, you know, being our TM Plus partner for Ninja specifically for Q3 of last year. And, you know, it's something that I don't believe has ever been done before. And if it has, it's not been talked about because it probably wasn't successful. And if I wanted to channel and champion that. And we took a very unique approach where, you know, they took, you know, there was a little bit of an upfront investment to really just get an understanding of media budget and spend driving to a lot of these lower funnel keywords like coupon and code, et cetera, your typical TM Plus search terms. And then in conjunction with that, there were some deliverables that we agreed upon that would help from a content perspective. And so, you know, Q3 for Shrek Ninja is new product launch season. And so they were right in the thick of that with, you know, we had a pizza oven that went live and some additional products for Ninja that we needed to make a splash with. And so I leveraged this partnership to get existing reviews, to get product roundups. A lot of their content also was around, you know, best Ninja codes for July or August. And their tactics and their media buyer was dedicated to optimizing those campaigns and ensuring that those pages were, you know, active or being found on page one or whatever those searches were. And there was a reinvestment strategy from a commission standpoint, very, very much so like an in the weeds campaign. You know, and for us to come out of that with nearly a 2-to-1 ROAS for something, again, that's never been tested and, you know, it provided the deliverables from a content perspective that I was looking for. It was incredible. Really enjoyed the weekly optimizations with that team, understanding the ins and outs of what they were experiencing, how it related to what we were seeing. And then, you know, one of the cooler things that I think they did is, and for anyone looking to work with BroBible, these guys are the best, definitely recommend giving them a chance to show you what they're made of. They actually included a navigation option on their main nav on the site. And so they ended up putting the word feast at the top and very on brand with BroBible, and that linked direct to Ninja's homepage. So even if it wasn't part of our campaign, people were still able to find their way to us for a good portion of the time. And very, very pleased with how that campaign came out. So yeah, we're shortlisted for, you know, I think it was full funnel strategy and then cross-channel strategy. So excited to see how that shakes out next month.
Congrats on being shortlisted. Definitely best of luck. Keep our eyes out. And I also saw that you're going to be a speaker at PI Live, and you're going to be talking on From Opposites to Allies, Bridging Affiliate Marketing and Digital PR Strategies. Would love to hear what we could expect to take away from your conversation.
Yeah, definitely excited to speak again. This is my second time. And this is a topic that I'm very keen on, just knowing that, you know, again, being at Shark Ninja, where we obviously have our own PR agency, you know, working with them very closely, you know, not really a growing relationship from the beginning, and now very much so in sync with how we go to market with new products and best of lists in the works. So, you know, a lot of what I'm going to be speaking about is how to work in parallel and in lockstep with either a PR agency, or how you have PR based conversations that still tie into performance, you know, ensuring that, you know, affiliate is at some point a component of those conversations. You know, we've had some really, really good success at Shark Ninja, regardless of what brand we are or who we are. You know, ultimately you have to have a good working relationship with that team. And so again, from opposites to allies, you know, figuring out how you can be the best partner to your, you know, your partner in crime on the PR side. So should be a fun conversation and panel in Miami.
Looking forward to it. What is Shark Ninja currently doing to maybe bridge the gap between PR and affiliate?
Yeah, so one of the tactics, and then I'll get into more detail on it, is, you know, I've taken a unique approach with how we go to market with a new product, and we'll leverage our points of contact specifically at some of these publications that are, you know, in the business of monetizing that content, and we'll try and seed product the same way that PR would ahead of schedule to ensure that, you know, day one launch, we have hopefully a piece of review content live, or multiple pieces of review content live. And, you know, we work very closely with them to ensure we're not stepping on toes. And again, for the most part, those conversations that they're having are with writers, editors, testers, whereas I'm speaking primarily with commerce managers and affiliate managers within those publishers. So different points of contact. At the end of the day, you know, just trying to close the loop to ensure that, you know, we're at least top of mind or in consideration for a review or an upcoming piece of content that's coming out, and, or a best of list or a guide, and continuing to close the loop even after, you know, 6-8 months down the line after products launched and those products have been seeded from PR. We'll take the onus of circling back with our points of contact, seeing that there's someone on their team has received that product and figuring out, you know, has this had content written about it? If not, why? Can we revisit that? And really, again, just trying to close the loop and ensure that we see this as a win from both the PR and the affiliate side.
Well, we want to learn more about that. Definitely stop by his talk at PI Live. So shifting the conversation a little bit, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges brands are facing in the performance marketing space today?
I'm sure every brand is going to be different based off of where they're at in their program or with a progression. But for us, you know, one thing we're struggling with is continuing to get true attribution around channel specific numbers, as well as how we're impacting the rest of our marketing efforts. And the shift to GA4 has been unique. You know, I think everyone talks about, you know, what is that one source of truth? I know for myself, you know, I can really only see what I see in platform, like most of us can, right? So really trying to hone in on what is that one source of truth? Is GA4 going to be, you know, a temporary solution? Is it going to be a solution at all? And then I think at the end of the day, ensuring that the rest of the team is bought in, right? I mean, we all advocate for our channels. We all advocate for our efforts, but it's got to be, you know, a company-wide, a team-wide investment in ensuring that you're optimizing around the correct things. And so we're going to continuously be, you know, pushing back and trying to combat what that's going to throw at us from attribution and underreporting and whatnot, and just hopefully get a better optimization process around that collectively, because, you know, it's a constant work in progress.
And final question, what has been your favorite part of working in the performance marketing industry?
You know, I'm not going to say the people, because everyone should know the people are amazing. And if you're not in this industry, you need to be, because it's a great place to be. But for myself, I really love the impact that you can have, you know, by being in the performance space. You get to see from day one and understand, like, if you make this connection or you have this conversation or you know, implement XYZ, you know, it has a true impact on what you're doing. And regardless of a product you're using or how it helps someone or what the purpose of it is, you know, you are able to, you know, be the owner of your channel and truly shine. And so for myself, like, it has just been, you know, knowing that this is a efficient channel is not one thing, but knowing that it's an impactful channel has been easily my favorite part of being in the industry for the last 8 or 9 years.
Amazing. Well, a big thank you to Jordan from Shark Ninja for joining the podcast this week. Some really great insights into his background. What is the best way for listeners to connect with you?
Yeah, happy to connect with anyone that has questions around what we're doing here at Shark Ninja or just wants to connect. LinkedIn is easily the best place to do so. You know, as Marshall would say, I have two first names, so I'm pretty easy to find. Just LinkedIn, Jordan Carter, you know, happy to connect with you and have a conversation. And again, yeah, hopefully we'll see you at PI Live, and, you know, feel free to come up and say hi, and we can chat. Definitely open to meeting anyone and everyone in the space.
Yes, looking forward to seeing everybody at PI Live. Again, thank you to Jordan Carter, our guest today, and thank you to our producer, Leon Sonkin. If you've enjoyed this content, please give us a like and follow. Thank you for joining. I am Marshall Nyman, host of the Performance Marketing Spotlight and founder and CEO of Nymo & Co., signing off. Thank you and have a great day.